So, let me just a couple of things. One, Rodney, you were talking about market for it. Again, it seems to me that they must think they have a market for it. I mean, there is Dragon Cement. There's all of downtown Rockland. There's Fisher Engineering. There's the whole industrial park. There's the sewage treatment plant uses a lot of energy. There's, the whole downtown of Rockland, all very compact, which and all these buildings are heated. So I don't know, but yes.
Well, certainly, I want to give a thumbs up to what they said, but I also think one thing it does is it changes the relatively diverse sources of energy that people are using right now into dependence on this single pipe system that will undercut the prices of oil and cords of wood even. Finally, people go, "I remember we used to have a fireplace." That shouldn't happen, and so. But that ties you 100% to the gas system. It's, you're now hooked on it, and that's something to be concerned about, the transformation that can occur with that. And the other part of the transformation is that these pipelines, as we can see here, in the maps from this one, very preliminary maps, could extend easily between Belfast and Rockland, and it's there are a lot of pipelines that are already almost connecting those two, and it's simply a matter of time. If you got cheap energy and sewer, you could build a Walmart. You can build an urbanizing over in Lincolnville. What a perfect place for a large multi-story building there, with a view of the ocean behind it. And so those are my concerns. It's a unbridled sprawl promoter, and it's also dependence on a single energy source is what it will do. It'll dominate so much.
So it would attract development. There's no question. Some people think that's a good thing. Some people would like to have a job. Okay, you're retired, Ron. But there are people who are trying to make a living. Well, there you go. On the TIF thing, Rodney. My feeling is that if Summit expects to, in the current this current climate, with the kind of opposition that we see. If they expect the city of Rockland to award them a TIF to bring the gas in here, I don't think it's going anywhere. Okay, I just don't think that's going anywhere. So let's assume that they want to do it because they think at least they're testing to see will they have customers, and that they're not expecting to get a TIF because they're expecting to get a TIF, they're completely insane. Okay, so Becky, yes.
Just on the issue of TIFs, I have another couple of issues I want to bring up, and I'll do that later. But on the issue of TIFs, usually what happens is they get a permit to do this, the town agrees, then they apply for the TIFs. Look at Dragon Cement. They just did that very recently, in Thomaston. So they, the TIF application happens after the agreement to do the construction, and construction's underway, and then all of a sudden they get TIFs. So tax incentive, so just so people know what a TIF is.
Exactly. What it means is that their taxes get reduced. Effectively, that's what it is. To sort of help them finance it, that's what it is. Yes, Rodney.
Yes, up in the Kennebec Valley, before I believe even at the time before they started off with TIFs. They negotiated the TIFs ahead of time.
They did it ahead of time.
Pay off the debt service.
Right.
And
I don't
also,
think.
we've got to look how the banks are going to look at it too. How the how, I think the question that we need to answer, ask them, is how they're going to pay for it. How is it going to be financed? I think it's very critical to it all.
Well, I'm sure that they will be, I mean, but they it doesn't really make a lot of sense for them to put a lot of energy into selling it to, to the people here if they don't have some way of raising the money to do it. And if they don't, they're not going to do it. It's as simple as that. I'd like to go back.